The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back, as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots, fighting for fairness for all, but they're not even fit to hold office. What they believe doesn't fit with freedom at all. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Statner, with you on this 10th day of October 2019. And we don't have a reschedule here yet for Harley Schlanger. I was hoping he would get back with me. We could do him tomorrow, but it's been an abject disaster this entire week. Everybody's janky, everybody's crossing wires, and, well, sometimes it just goes that way. But I do have Mr. Newman with us. He can only be with us for about 45 minutes. Alex Newman, how you doing, sir?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me on the program, John. I really appreciate it.
Well, it's an important subject matter. I always thought I went to a public school system, Alex, and we learned the reading, writing, arithmetic. We took speed reading courses. We understood subject matter. There was no politics being played, and the classrooms were orderly. Not so anymore, is it?
No, it's really been a tragic downward spiral to the point where now, I mean, if you look at the government's own data, you have about one-fourth of high school seniors who are proficient in math, less than one-third of high school seniors who are even proficient in reading. I mean, that's the government's own data. It is a tragedy of immense proportions, and what we've been arguing is that our republic, our freedoms are not going to survive another generation or two of this. I mean, it's all on the line. It's that bad.
Now, what specifically have you been delving into as far as the public, I call it the public fool system. I'm not sure that you're aware of this, but the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto, of which many people now believe that we're more communist or socialist in this country than we are anything else. But time was that you could count on your school, you paid your taxes, your children went to school, you got the report card, you were able to communicate with the principals. I went to school, Alex, when they had the corporal punishment going on, and that was the stropping strap, razor strap, and you got the shop teacher, and you went into the garage, and you got your comeuppance because you were out of line. Now, I don't know exactly where you've been looking and what you've seen going on in these public schools, but one of the planks of the Communist Manifesto, and I think it's the 10th, the public school system is to be used as a transmission belt for propaganda. And that's exactly what they're doing right now to our children. They're not teaching them, as you just said, They're not teaching them the reading, the writing, and the arithmetic. Now, not the basic things that you need to understand in order to function in a society. But now we've got them on lockdown. We've got police walking up and down the halls. I've seen numerous videos that if the child isn't respecting that officer, they've gotten body slammed. They've had their cell phones broken. And, you know, it's not like, hey, come on, we're going to go see the principal. They're in there to police minors, and the parents don't even know what's going on.
Yeah, it really is incredible. And the whole entire idea behind public schools actually has its genesis in communist theory. In fact, even before Karl Marx came on the scene and called for government to take control of all education so that all the children could be brainwashed into believing this nonsense, another communist by the name of Robert Owen had set up a communist commune in the state of Indiana. He was from Wales, but he had come over to Indiana. He set up this communist commune called New Harmony. Obviously, it failed because communism is ridiculous. And, I mean, as an economic system, it's about as unproductive as you can get. And so it failed. And this guy, instead of going back to the drawing board and saying, maybe, wait a minute, maybe collectivism and getting rid of private property don't work, he said the real problem was that the children had not been sufficiently brainwashed in government schools. So he actually created what was described by one of the operatives as a secret society. This is Orestes Brownson, who actually repented of this evil and decided to blow the whistle. But he created this secret society that the entire purpose of this society was to promote the idea of government education in America. And even before he set up his commune, he already had pretty well thought out ideas about the government taking over the educational system. And these ideas, he wrote them down in some essays, and the Prussian ambassador took these essays over to the King of Prussia. And the King of Prussia read them and thought, wow, that's nice. So he ordered his interior minister to start creating an educational system run by the government along these principles. It was the first modern government education system in the world. And then later, Horace Mann, a socialist in Massachusetts, imported this Prussian system to Massachusetts, and from there it spread out across the country. So the very genesis of the public school system has its origins in communist ideology, communist theory, communist thinking, with actual communists. And from the very start, you know, a lot of people think that the public school system was started by people with good intentions and then it just went wrong. No. I mean, from the very beginning, the purpose was to undermine individual liberty, undermine Christianity, undermine the foundations of the American Republic, and it's done a tremendous job at that. So we cover all of this in a special report we did in the New American Magazine called Rescuing Our Children. You know, the whole history of how we got here, the disaster that's going on now, the sexualization of our children, the growing UN role in standardizing education globally, and conclude that at this point, you know, parents must get their kids out. It's just, you know, it's not an option. If you love your kids, you must get them out of the system. And I know that sounds radical to a lot of people, but that's the truth. If you love your kids, you need to get them out.
Not to, Alex, not to this audience. They're fully aware that the public school system has not been doing what their mandate is, or at least what the public is told. And I've admonished the parents that listen to this program that they basically have been using the public school system as kind of a convenient babysitter from September until, what, May, June, whenever the schools begin or let out in your various locale. And I've asked them, have you gone to a Parents Teachers Association meeting? Have you gone to talk to your principal or your teachers? Have you reviewed the work that your children are working on? But no, it's just not test grades here. What are they actually being taught? And I got a very slow, I hate to use the term, cricket response. I didn't get much response back. And these are...
That doesn't surprise.
Well, it does me to this audience, because this is one of the best educated audiences in radio. And I'm not bragging because it's my network. I'm saying that because it's a fact. We've got 27 hosts. Some of them are overseas, whether they be in Hawaii or England or wherever. We have people that have been paying attention. Are you familiar with Charlotte Isserby's work, The Dumbing Down of America?
Oh, absolutely. She's become a very good friend of mine. And we actually did, Dr. Sam Blumenfeld and I dedicated our 2015 book, Crimes of the Educators, How Utopians Are Using Government Schools to Destroy America's Children. We actually dedicated that to Charlotte, because she really is one of the heroes of this movement to expose the deliberate dumbing down of the American people. That's what people need to get through their head. This is a deliberate effort to dumb down the American population. And Charlotte Isherbit actually got the proof straight out of the Department of Education.
I think she worked in the Department of Education during the Reagan era, if memory serves.
That's right.
And, yep. And she missed out on the good part, or the very bad part. Yeah, they were dumbing them down. They were instituting different national programs for the public school system. George Bush was at it, and previous presidents. But the sexualizing of our children, that's a new one, that she wasn't around when that was taking place in the public schools. This, Alex, for a lack of a better term, the people that are doing this, these are some very sick puppies, and they're using federal law in order to, leverage the states. You know, you get funds from the federal government for your school system. Well, here's the curriculum we're putting in place. What do you mean you don't like that? Well, you may not get your school funding.
That's right. And you know what? It even goes beyond that now. You know, the feds brought Common Core in. Obama brought that in using Race to the Top money. But now we're at the stage where the international authorities, if you will, are getting their nose under the tent. In fact, Common Core, in my talk, I traveled the country just this summer giving talks on this, and I show videos of all this so that people can have the proof. But the Common Core people created an advertisement where they proudly tell you that Common Core is actually one component of a broader international system where students in Shanghai and Paris and Chicago are all going to be learning the same thing. And, you know, this has been going on for quite some time now, but now it's just out and out in your face. You know, Bill Gates, he put $2.3 billion of his own money into Common Core. After taxpayers, he was the largest financier of this debacle anywhere. What people don't realize is Bill Gates had actually signed an agreement with UNESCO, the UN's educational agency, back in 2004 to work on the creation of a global set of standards and syllabi and teacher training programs so that education all over the planet would be standardized. And they have gotten to work, and they have been incredibly successful. They said when they started this program to get every country in the world to develop a set of national standards that would be aligned with the international program, there was only 12 countries in the world that had national standards. And they bragged in 2015 that by 2015 there was now over 100. In America, we call that Common Core. But the UNESCO's got what they call the World Core Curriculum. You can read it right on their website. The guy who developed it, Assistant Secretary General Robert Mueller, actually admitted in the teacher's manual for his World Core Curriculum, and the name resemblance with Common Core is obviously more than coincidental, he said that the teachings in this thing are based on the teachings of Alice Bailey and this Tibetan teacher, Jamal Kuhl. And, you know, to most people that means nothing. But to the leadership of the UN, to the occultists running around in positions of influence, they knew exactly what that meant. Alice Bailey was, of course, the founder of the Lucifer Publishing Company. That's a true story. They changed the name now to the Lucius Trust, but they still believe the same idiocy. And this Tibetan teacher, Jamal Kuhl, was one of these, Alice Bailey called them ascended masters. She said she was in communication with these spiritual entities who would write these books through her. You know, any Christian would automatically recognize this as demonic. And one of the books that these entities wrote through Alice Bailey was called Education in the New Age. And what you'll see if you read that book, and it talks about the emergence of a global government, a global religion, even a one-world brain, which, you know, back when Alice Bailey was writing, we didn't have the internet, so it takes on a kind of a whole new meaning today. But what you see is this World Core curriculum and the Common Core lines up perfectly with what Alice Bailey was talking about in these books that she was writing. So we are now moving into a global system. The UN openly puts out global sex education standards where they want to teach five-year-olds about masturbation. They're now demanding that all over the world children learn how to read using this whole word method that we know for a fact we've known since the 1840s is absolute quackery and produces reading disabilities. So the situation is urgent, and if parents don't get involved, they're going to lose their children, and worse, you know, beyond that, they're going to lose their country, their freedoms, their churches, everything.
The problem, and I've had people on with me before, Alex, that they all say the same thing. Well, I'm going to pull my child out of that school system. I'm going to put them in a private school, or I'm going to homeschool them. a lot of the private schools and charter schools are coming under the same auspices as the public school system, maybe not to the great degree that we see now, but they're working on it. But I've reminded people that, look, if we've got a system that it is this bankrupt, and whether it be Common Core or anything before, lowering the standards, instead of finding out the potential of our young children, our boys and our girls in the school, finding out what they're interested in, nurturing these children, and getting them on a path in life that is rich and rewarding, it's let's just all have a baseline here. We can't upset any children by holding them back. So we're going to lower the bell curve for the entire class. And it has been nothing but an abject disaster. And I'm wondering if the people, we don't have honest news in this country, you may have noticed, but
yeah,
if this was carried and talked about in a public forum or on national news, and they did follow-up stories, there might be something that might happen about this, but there's this code of silence. These children, Alex, I can say no, I can frame it no other way. They're under direct assault from these freaks. And who the freaks are, you just described them. It's now a worldwide phenomenon.
It is. And I think that's a perfect term to explain what's happening here. The children are under assault. I consider a lot of this to be child abuse. You know, teaching a 5-year-old things that, you know, a 15-year-old doesn't need to be thinking about is abusive. Deliberately damaging a child and handicapping their ability to read for the rest of their lives, that's child abuse. Putting them on hardcore drugs, amphetamines, because they won't sit still while you brainwash them, that's child abuse. You know, telling a 6-year-old child that they can start taking hormones and they can castrate themselves, mutilate their genitals, and become the other gender, that's child abuse, right? It's absolutely insane. And yet this is now the mainstream in our public school system. You're right, the media refuses to talk about it. And, you know, I would say the fake media and the fake education system go hand in hand with each other. You know, the school system dumbs down the children, indoctrinates the children, and the data is very clear. Now, most millennials, and I'm embarrassed to say I'm a millennial, but most millennials today are socialists, and then all this propaganda from the school system gets reinforced in the fake media, like the Communist News Network, the Clinton News Network, you know, the CNN and all these.
Right.
And it's this kind of big system that is leading America right to destruction. And if we don't get the kids out, and you know, I think you made a really good point too, John, about you know how some of these charter schools now, this school, and this is one of Charlotte Iserbit's areas of expertise. They're now trying to bring in even the alternative options under the government's dumbing down system. Because I think what they're worried about is that you know, as long as you have homeschooling and private schools and children being well educated outside of the system, first of all, then there's a reference point, right? People can say, whoa, that kid got a really good education, and he just learned at home. His parents spent $500 a year. How did that happen? And secondly, you know, there's always the chance that one of these well-educated children who was homeschooled or went to a private school, a Christian school, will stand up and say, wait a minute, guys, the emperor is totally naked. What do you mean, right?
Yeah.
And so there's this constant risk to the system where now you see they're closing in. They want to do these school choice programs. Oh, we'll give tax money to your private school. All right, all you have to do in exchange is surrender control of your curriculum, give up the Bible, give up proper teaching methods, give us all the data on the children you're teaching, and yeah, we'll give you free money. Right? So it's very, very dangerous, the situation we're in now. And you know, again, I can't emphasize strongly enough, parents, there's nothing you can do to reform this system while your children are being destroyed. You got to get them out, then think about reform and things like that. But first steps first, get your kid out of the burning building, get your kid off the sinking ship, and then worry about secondary things.
That is sound advice. And most people, as I remind them, you might get your child out. You might rescue your child or your child's future. And you get an attaboy for that. But the problem still remains. The problem is still grinding up our children, their minds, just turning it into a big bowl full of mush, and the system continues to function. There has got to be a way, Alex. I wanted to talk to you a little bit about what are some of the remedial actions that we could be taking to shut this beast down. Let's take this break. I hear the bump music. Alex Newman, president of Liberty Sentinel Media. He's with us today, and very glad to have him, because this is a subject matter after my own heart. We'll be right back.
In a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back talking today with Alex Newman, president of Liberty Sentinel Media, Inc. He's a real journalist, folks. University of Florida, writes for several publications in the U.S. and abroad. Though he was born in the United States, he spent most of his life in Latin America and in Europe. Well, this is when you look at the United States versus the education systems in other countries, What was your take on European education versus what they were doing here in the United States, Alex?
Yeah, you know, what we see is this convergence where they're all kind of coming together, but I think it's undeniably true that the American education system is significantly worse than the education system in a lot of other countries. Now, one interesting anecdote, I think it kind of is a foreshadowing of what we can expect to see here. I was living in Sweden for most of the last decade. And while we were there, you know, speaking about the school of choice that we were talking about before the break, the government said, oh, you know, we just want to give tax money to all the private schools. So here, free money for everybody, right? All the private schools jumped up and down and they grabbed some of that money. And then some years later, actually we were there when it happened in 2012, they said, well, hey, all the schools are taking government money now, so you're all government schools, right? No more prayer, no more Bible. You all have to teach the government curriculum, which you know, forces first graders to understand that gender is a social construct and needs to be deconstructed in this stuff. And they banned homeschooling in the same legislation. to make sure that there were absolutely no escape routes. So, I always say Sweden is probably 2 decades ahead of the United States in terms of the craziness, but all the craziness that we see come to California, it starts in Sweden first. So, the craziness in the education system over there, it's coming into the United States, first in California, then out into Illinois. You know, now you have the mandatory LGBT lessons. So I think the dumbing down is probably more extreme in America than anywhere else. I've never seen an educational system that produces this many illiterates, but that's partly because America is the largest and most dangerous target, right? They can build their little global governing system without, say, 9 million Swedes, but as long as America stands in the way, this republic founded on the idea that God gave us liberties and that we enshrine our God-given rights in the Constitution and the government exists to protect us, as long as that ideal stands, it's impossible for them to get their way. So I think America has been under relentless assault for a very long time, and we can see the consequences now. It's just catastrophic.
Well, we can thank the ACLU back in the early 60s. They took up the, and I don't know how it came about that the ACLU got involved in this, but they showed up on the scene, and I always refer to the ACLU as being a bunch of card-carrying communists, which...
And they are. It's a true fact.
And they are. And most people see, and here again, they have most people bamboozled into thinking that, we're the American Civil Liberties Union. You know, we're all there for your civil liberties. And, when the founders founded this country and wrote the documents up, there wasn't any civil this or so. We had a republic. We had the Constitution. We had the Bill of Rights. And... now it's been turned into a democracy, which irks me to no end. And that is prevalent. I don't care if they're conservative commentators. I don't care if they're the Communist News Network commentators. It doesn't matter. They've all picked up the same mantle for the brainwashing of America as if this is a democracy. And as long as 51% of the voters think it's okay to elect a politician that promises you this or promises you that, we have one of the presidential candidates that's going to take $1 trillion out of the Green Deal, and they're just going to make reparations to blacks in this country for slavery. I mean, some of the most insane things, and I've said this before, and people have listened to me, Alex, over the years. I'm not prejudicial. It doesn't matter to me what the color of your skin is. It's how you act, period. And billions of dollars have been thrown into the inner cities of this country because of the education standards are low. Okay, well, we got to get these kids. It is billions of dollars later, these kids aren't even in school. They're out and running the streets, running drugs, joining gangs, doing whatever. We have totally lost the black population in these inner cities. I don't see it as being retrievable.
Yeah, it's so true. And actually, in the book Crimes of the Educators, we devoted 2 chapters to that. A lot of these crazy educational ideas that are now in all public schools, they actually tried these out in black communities. They specifically targeted black communities. Like, hey, let's run some experiments and see what happens. And what happened was the family disintegrated, the kids graduated, and they couldn't even read their high school diploma. They got into gangs and stuff like that. And the educational establishment, if you will, the educational deep state, said, hey, that would be perfect. Let's do that to all of America. And so now we're seeing this horror show expand out to the entire American population with the disintegration of the family and the elimination of fathers in the home and the elimination of a proper understanding of right and wrong, the elimination of understanding anything about civics. You mentioned this idea that America is a democracy. This was very strategically implanted in the minds of American children at schools and in the mind of American adults through the fake media for exactly what you said. If we can convince people that it's a democracy, and if 51% of the people can be convinced, or at least we can rig the vote to make it look like we've convinced, we can get rid of people's right. And that's what we're seeing now.
That's exactly what you're saying. Okay, we got to take the bottom of the hour break here. I've got Alex Newman for another 15 minutes. We'll take this break and come right back. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Back talking with Alex Newman. Alex, is there a good website for you?
Yeah, most of my my articles appear at thenewamerican.com, which is the website for the New American Magazine. If people want to get the special report we did on education that we're trying to get out to a million people, that's at thenewamerican.com/rescuingourchildren. A lot of my education articles go on my education blog, which is at freedomproject.com. It's the Newman Report. And then my personal website is libertysentinel.org. But again, most of my investigative work and all this stuff we've done on the education subject is all at thenewamerican.com.
Well, and I saw an article, I do believe that was you, that you did an article for the Toronto Star?
They've published a letter that I wrote, but right now I'm working on a series in the Epoch Times too about education, about the history of education, where I go through Robert Owen and Horace Mann and things like that.
Epoch Times, that's a pretty dynamic and relatively new and very interesting group of people. I like what they're doing.
Yeah, me too. It was actually founded by Chinese dissidents who were unhappy with the mass murdering dictatorship. Murdering and brutalizing and terrorizing the people there. And so, now that they're in America, now that they've got it in 9 languages, it's a phenomenal publication.
And the Americans still seem to think, well, it can't happen here. And they don't understand. Right. They don't understand the communizing of this country right under their damn noses.
That's right. At the beginning of the program, John, you mentioned, you know, Karl Marx and the 10 planks. I mean, to some degree or another, every single one of those planks has been implemented in the United States. Now, you know, we're not the Soviet Union yet. We're not China under Chairman Mao, but we have a progressive income tax. We have a government-controlled educational system. We have a central bank with a monopoly on currency and credit. We're moving very quickly in that direction. And a lot of Americans, unfortunately, have been so indoctrinated by the school system that they're cheerleading for this.
The founding fathers, I can just imagine them just very uneasily resting in their graves right now. I did not see this coming. I figured out when I was a young boy that maybe the news media isn't exactly straight shooting. There were three networks, ABC, NBC, and CBS, and I found it rather odd that you could tune in at 6:30 Eastern Standard Time and catch any one of these half-hour news shows, and they were doing just about the same story at the exact same time. And I thought, and that was three networks. Now, it posed quite a problem for them because the advent of the Internet, that's the free exchange of information worldwide that was supposed to go unencumbered, but now it's cumbered up, isn't it?
It is. I think they kind of miscalculated there, because I think they were hoping to use the Internet as this kind of giant surveillance tool, and certainly they have used it for that. But also, it kind of allowed millions of people all over the world who were already suspicious of what was going on to start looking and start blogging and start sharing their own experiences. And so I think quite inadvertently, they created this enormous resistance movement. As soon as people figured out what was going on, just all over the world, people are like, hey, wait a minute, maybe we don't want to live under totalitarians. Maybe, you know, we need to think about things a little differently. And I know that played a huge role in my understanding that I had been indoctrinated at school and that I needed to rethink everything I had been taught. So now we see them trying to shut that down, you know, with the shadow banning and the censorship and just kicking people off social media. But it looks to me like, you know, the toothpaste is out of the tube, and trying to put that back in is going to be very, very difficult.
Well, and that was the next subject matter I was going to roll around to. There has got to be a way to slow this, stop it, and possibly reverse it. Has anybody in your travels, in your writings, the responses you've gotten back, is anybody giving you any credible insight as a way to stop this takeover of our school system in this country?
You know, I have been tremendously encouraged, John. When I started this this effort just this year with the special report in the New American Magazine that we put out in February, and my speaking tour began officially in May, you know, people were saying, Alex, that's crazy. You're never going to do it. I mean, you know, trying to get people out of the public schools, it's not going to happen. Just pick another strategy. And since we started that, I mean, just a few weeks ago, I wrote another article about top leaders across the United States now calling for people to get their children out. You know, Rush Limbaugh, love him or hate him, and, you know, I have my serious disagreements with him, but he told his 18 million listeners that, hey, you guys need to get your kids out of the public school system. Millennials, you wonder why your kids are being destroyed. It's because they're in the public school system. Get them out. You had also Franklin Graham, you know, the son of Billy Graham, went on Fox News. They were talking about this LGBT propaganda coming into the schools in New Jersey. He said, parents, you have to get your children out of the public school system. You know, these are two huge conservative leaders. Then you had David Lane, a leading evangelical Christian leader, has, I think, 80,000 pastors on his email list. Now he's dedicated himself to getting children out of the public schools. Mother Miriam, a very, very influential Catholic nun who's got a super popular program, she read part of our special report on her program. She said there is nothing more urgent for parents right now than to get their children out of the public school system. She said it's been taken over by complete evil. And so to see this kind of dramatic shift in the tone just in a matter of less than 1 year to me has been incredible, and it gives me hope, really. You know, we've already got 15% of the kids out of the public school system. If parents knew what was going on, I think that number would shoot up to 80 or 90%. So now the task before us, I think, is to bypass the establishment media and their propaganda and their lies, get the truth out. You know, even Obama-loving progressives, if they knew that their kids were going to end up illiterate, would say, wait, I'm not going to send them to those schools. So I think we have a real shot at doing this if we can get the word out. That's why we did this special report. That's why we're selling it basically at cost, so that people can order 100 copies, or, you know, we've got a lot of people who've ordered 500 or even 1,000, and getting them out to opinion molders. You know, go to your pastor, go to your congressman, your state legislators, and get this information out, because it's so shocking and it's completely irrefutable that when people learn it, they get mad. You know, I've had almost no pushback on this tour because I show the videos, I show the documents from these people. What are you going to say about that? You know, either you think all of our kids ought to be dumbed down, indoctrinated socialists, and we should move into a new world order, or you don't. And most people don't want to see that. So it's plain as day, and I'm really encouraged, John, and I'm thankful for the opportunity to come on your show and you know, other shows that have had me to talk about these issues, because I think the only way we're going to turn this around is to get the information out to American parents and to have those parents then do what parents do best, and that is love and protect their children by getting them out.
Well, how does one go about obtaining copies of that report?
So the easiest way is go to thenewamerican.com/rescuingourchildren. That'll take people right to the order. All the articles are actually posted online for free, like, you know, just like normal articles. So people could, in theory, read the entire package for free online. But if people want to get copies to distribute or, you know, read it all together, go to thenewamerican.com/rescuingourchildren. You can get it in PDF. We'll send it to your email, or you can get the print copy. Again, at cost, we'll even pay the shipping and handling if you use the promo code EDUCATE19. And so you can order it there. And then what we hope is, you know, read this. And if you agree, this is the most critical issue facing our republic right now, is the destruction of our children. Go back and order 50 or 100 and get them out to everybody you know.
Well, and this seems to be, there are people that take the initiative, Alex, like you have. You see this going on. I know your motivations for doing this. I know that you're a staunch believer in the Bible and good things, and you know evil when you see it. And we are awash in this stuff. And I brought up the ACLU in particular because back in 1961, they did this thing and said, hey, you know, there's got to be a separation between God and the government. Well, no, the way it was written is we were not to have a national religion, okay? Here in this country, people came to this country for religious freedom so they could worship the way they wanted, live the way they want, work the way they want, think the way they wanted. This was the big draw to America. But we had the ACLU, our little card-carrying freaks over there, decided that, well, we're going to take God out of the public school system. And
yeah, it's a horrifying irony, John, what they did. You know, they didn't actually take religion out of the school system. They just took God and the Bible out of the school system, right, and they replaced it with John Dewey's religion, which is humanism. You know, and John Dewey was open about the fact that his religion was humanism. If you read his Humanist Manifesto, the very first plank is, we religious humanists, that's his word, believe the universe is eternally self-existing and not created. And that is the religion now today that is taught to every American child in a public school everywhere in this country. And it was done just like you said, you know, using this fraudulent notion of separation in church and state. You know, the Supreme Court said First Amendment requires a ban on prayer and the Bible in school. Well, the last time I checked, the First Amendment said Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion. The state of New York is not Congress. My local school district is not Congress. And in a horrifying turn of events, and actually one of the Supreme Court justices on the bench when these decisions were made wrote in his dissenting opinion that what they did was not implement neutrality with respect to religion, but rather implement as a national religion this religion of secularism. It's exactly what they've done, and the consequences have been absolutely catastrophic.
And you've seen, that vacuum filled with an sundry assortment of God knows what. Amazing. Yeah. Well, Alex, I appreciate this. And again, folks, thenewamerican.com/rescuingourchildren, product code, and you got to put this in there. They give it to you at cost. They'll pay the shipping. How easy is this? And with the product code EDUCATE19. So go to thenewamerican.com/rescuingourchildren, product code EDUCATE19. Get as many copies as you can. Enlist people that you know and you trust. Get them on board. Let's circulate this information, because the only way the American people are going to respond to this is if they first have the facts.
John, thank you so much for that. Thank you for having me on the program, and thank you for everything you're doing. Yeah, I can't tell you how much I appreciate you having me on.
Well,
God bless you, and I hope we'll talk again soon.
Well, and what I'm going to do is shoot you an email. This has been an upside down week for me. Nothing has gone right, but I'll shoot you an email, and I want to stay abreast of what you're doing and what kind of response that you're getting. Anything that we can tweak, anything that we can push out there to make people aware that this stuff, your children are literally living in a minefield. And that's your public school system. Alex Newman, God bless you. Keep trucking, my friend. Do the best you can, and we'll do the follow-ups with you.
Hey, thank you so much, John. God bless you, and talk to you soon. Take care.
Okay, thank you. Almost didn't have him on today. Almost didn't. And I, to be honest with you, folks, you've heard me interview. I've never interviewed Alex Newman before. Didn't know a whole lot about the guy. I'd seen a few things, read a few articles. Okay. He wants to talk about the education system? Well, you notice my bait question was Communist Manifesto, one of the planks of the Communist Manifesto for a public school system. And you saw the information that the guy had. Well-educated, well-rounded, can speak to the issues. And these are people that are, in my personal belief, folks, the people like Alex Newman are put on this planet to take up the gauntlet for things like this. And what's really disturbing is when people don't see the virtue, or they do not see the value in somebody like this and doing what they're doing, to let that energy just sitting there just go to waste. Please don't let that happen. Again, go to thenewamerican.com/rescuingourchildren. You can order as many copies of this booklet as you want to. Very simple to do. Enter in the product code so you get it at cost and you get free shipping. Educate19 is the product code. Please, folks, let's start taking advantage of what these wonderful people are attempting to do, because you cannot do everything yourself. Many hands make for light work. Never forget that. I know there's a lot of things, but you heard the man's priority. Get the children out of the school. You can work on that stuff later. But for God's sakes, get in there, extract your child from this. Honest to God, I don't even know what to call it. I really don't have adjectives or descriptive terms that I can use to adequately describe how I feel about this. I really do not. So let's take advantage and please use the information and take advantage of the work that these people are doing and spread the word. A lot of you have just been sitting out there being informational sponges. Yeah, it's great that you know you're up on everything, you know what's going on, but you're sitting there and you're not lending a hand. You're not pitching in to solve the problems that we're seeing. And I don't give a damn what the problems face this country is. If it's a big problem, we got too few people, too little response in fixing our problems once we identify them. What good is it? Are we to sit in our aged years with this happy little thought of we shuffle off this mortal coil? Then, well, hell, at least I'm out of here. Folks, listen to your heart. I mean, come on. Come on. And it does something else for you. It exercises those pushback muscles, you know? They've gotten a little atrophied. You've gotten a little lame with those. Well, strengthen up. It also does wonderful things for your psyche as well. It really, really does. All right, I'm going to have this guy back on, and we will follow up with him, because go after the children. I mean, going after adults, criminals going after adults, that's one thing. The criminals going after children, and you see what they're doing. They're even getting at them before they're even in kindergarten. They've got these, they call it sex education. Why do you have to give sex education to a 3 or 4 year old? I was still popping zits until I was 17, 18. When I was a young guy, you know, my biggest worry was, geez, I don't even know how to kiss a girl. Well, look where we're at now. Holy mackerel. it just frustrates me to no end. And the globalists know this. Knowledge is power. That's why they seek to control the knowledge. That's why they seek to control the information so they can maintain the power. But all it takes is to shatter that illusion, is getting the truth out to people and having the people themselves look these people right dead in the eye and go, well, you know what, nice try, but we don't think so. This is part and parcel of the globalist plan to destroy this country, folks. Has it gone down the tubes far enough for you yet? Are you mad? Are you finally willing and able to do something about it? Too many people have been carried too much burden for too many years. Way too many. And if you haven't noticed, a lot of them are up and left us. They've died in the last couple of years. We're running out of resource and we're running out of time. What we need is your energy and your numbers.
OMG! People are jumping on board to the Life Change Tea Regiment. Brew, steep, and drink for a gentle, taste-great cleanse. It's changing how they feel. See what everybody's talking about. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea aids in digestive slowdown and helps people get moving down a healthy path. We won't make claims. We'll just let you decide. Experience is much better than a commercial anyway. If you want results, log on to GetTheTea.com and purchase your Super Strength Cleansing Tea. You won't be disappointed. And if you're looking for some mind-body suggestions, go to YouTube and punch in the search bar, Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now. Put power into your health now. So, GetTheTea.com, that's GetTheTea.com for Super Strength Tea. And YouTube, Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now for valuable suggestions. GetTheTea.com, the tea that makes you go.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are back. Fred in Iowa. Hello, Fred.
John, I'm so proud of you. I'm jumping all over the place. I know you're going to have Alex Newman on again. I become aware of this in extreme detail 4 months ago, but he is really covering it. Now, I'll listen on the archives because, you know, I'm getting older and slower. But the new America rescuingourchildren, and then the product code. Anyhow, I'll get it on the archives. But I can tell you, I'm talking here in my town to different pastors, and I want to get a hold of this material. This is something that we can do if we do it, and I am so excited that I just can't put it into words. But well, anyhow, have Alex Newman, as you know, as soon as you can, back on. And for you people that didn't get the information to American.com, Rescuing Our Children products, you know, get it on the archives. But as you can tell, I am excited, my friend. And what I was talking about pledges, well, I'm known for sending in birthday cards. You got it, brother. Goodbye. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate your call, Fred. Takes a little bit. Fred's been around for a few years. Takes a little bit more to get him excited, but he's excited now. And we all should be, folks. You know, I understand it's a little bit of work, but it's not wasteful labor. It's not grinding it out like at your job day after day, the job that you hate or you wished you didn't have or whatever the case may be. Here's something real that you can do. And I'll tell you, we need some energy in this. And that's what happens when you bring more and more people into a cause. And it doesn't actually take that long. How many parents do you talk to? Do you actually go to the Parent Teachers Association at your school? Get a couple hundred of these pamphlets and do them a favor. Go pass them out. Get other people asking questions. Let's slow these evil, maniacal, I don't even know what the hell to call them, folks. I really don't. Children of hell, I guess. We can stop them. They can be stopped. But I'll tell you what's a sure recipe for them winning is let's continue to do what we've always been doing, and that's pretty much next to nothing. A lot of good people have been out there for a number of years. We mentioned Charlotte Iserby. There isn't a radio program at any time of the day that this woman would not do. And she's still hard at it. And she's in her 80s, folks. So there's no excuses here. No excuses left. All right, when we get back, I wanted to cover this. And believe it or not, you know, you'd be amazed at what you can find in metropolitan newspapers, information that you don't even see on the web. And I'm referring to the Detroit News. And it's the real ID. You know, that little act that they said that, we may pass that. Well, it did pass in 2005, and now we're starting to see the fruition of this wonderful program they started. Betty, I'll take your call on the other side of this break and then get into more news and information. I'm your host, John Stattmiller. This is the National Intel Report. This is Republic Broadcasting Network, folks, and for God's sakes, support us. Keep us on the air. There's a lot of work to do, and we barely scratched the surface.
It's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take America back. We must take America back.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.